evolution as a way of keeping things alive.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Keeping things alive.
Learn the ways of the books. dead.
Enough of this. Vader, release him.
Living now, we'll never see the end of the conflict which dominates our lives. Toughness of moral fiber, which is our strongest heritage.
A toughness of moral fiber, a deed of the right, as God gives us to see the right, as Lincoln put it in words which are carved into our national soul. These are the sinewy threads of our past.
Boom!
You can make the box very big.
let's say you make the box as big as the Earth, and you close it up and seal it and just leave it somewhere in space, would you expect a bang, medium-sized, and a big bang to happen inside?
Gran palla di fuoco!
This nation under God, that phrase and others like it, set the standard of our concept of man. As a creature of God, man is a being with dignity and conscience, with the ability to determine right from wrong, and the obligation to act on that right. From this belief in man as a responsible being, flow the beliefs in his other qualifications, which we accept, usually even without bothering to think about them, as parts of that vague condition which we call the American way.
Obscene literature is a $2 billion a year business. $2 billion. Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet. He is even enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists.
In a distant future, in an age of intelligent machines, he is the first robotic child programmed to love and coexist as a member of a family. His is a tale of humanity and a journey to find his place among humans and machines.
I'm a boy.
You are a real boy. This is really fun.
Something from nothing exploding into existence, and then they illustrate it, and they pay people a lot of money, and they write great magazine articles, they put it on TV and specials, and they illustrate it in many ways. That doesn't make it more true. Remember that for over 1,000 years, scientists believed that the Earth was at the center of the universe. There was a Greek mathematician, Ptolemy, about 200 AD roughly, who did a lot of good research. He showed many different things mathematically, and then he proposed that the Earth was at the center of the universe. That theory held among scientists for over 1,000 years. They strongly believed it. People from other fields, including religious leaders, believed that. Then they thought, okay, well, the scientists must know what they're talking about. And then they believed that this must be true. So when this man Galileo came along and said, my calculations show that the Earth is not at the center of the universe, this is not an example of science versus religion. This is an example of scientists who were wrong for over 1,000 years. And you did have some religious leaders who said, oh, well, we need to stick with the science. Believe what the scientists said, because they're probably right, and that's their expertise. And things like that. So today, with the creation of the ship, we have people who are saying, well, we must stick with the scientists, and some of us are wrong.
Good morning, I'm a baby, I'm a child.
That phrase is, this nation under God. That phrase and others like it set the standard of our concept of man. As a creature of God, man is a being with dignity and conscience, with the ability to determine right from wrong, the obligation to act on that right. Man as a responsible being, all the beliefs in his other qualifications, which we accept, usually even without bothering to think about them, as parts of that vague condition which we call the American way.
Then the bone will repair itself. We are incredibly, wonderfully and marvelously made, the Bible tells us. Anyway, I hope you do find this section interesting. We have a lot of information on creationism.org. It is free to copy. Most of the things, excuse me, are free to copy, free to use for any education
purpose. By the way, there are
some
great books to reach Mormons. If you want to reach Mormons, get any of these books here on the screen. I'd recommend that 100%. This is a good website to reach Mormons, utlm.org, Utah Lighthouse Mission. If you want to get that awesome website on there. Teaching, reaching the Mormons. I was shocked to find out a couple years ago that some of the major Catholic theologians of the last
$2 billion a year business. That's $2 billion.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet. He is even enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists, and other sex deviants.
And that's why cats always land on their feet and keep smiling. Or do they?
That phrase is, this nation under God. That phrase and others like it set the standard of our concept of man. As a creature of God, man is a being with dignity and conscience, with the ability to determine right from wrong, and the obligation to act on that right. From this belief in man as a responsible being flow the beliefs in his other qualifications, which we accept, usually even without bothering to think about them, as parts of that vague condition which we call the American way.